Adventurers, hello! My name is Vitalio Scalia Vitacamus. I would like to talk to you about some amazing products made available by Mythos' Marvelous Mercantile. The life of an adventurer isn't always filled with gold, glory, and gems. In fact, there's more time spent searching for dry wood and picking ticks out of your comrades than spent in battle. The trivial and mundane tasks are often overlooked by lesser makers of fine magical items, leaving stalwart knights and mighty wizards spending most of their off time mending armor, scrubbing pots, burying yesterday's meal, and picking clods out of hooves. Mythos' Marvelous Mercantile has come to the rescue. We provide a vast array of magical products to aid you, whether you're slaying dragons or catching Z's. Using only the best local and imported materials and dependable Midian craftsmanship, Mythos delivers upon his promise of producing reliable and high-quality kit. Are your dogs killing you after a long day's march? Do your bunions burn? Do your corns have corns? Well, worry no more. Try our Trailblazers Talcum Powder. It keeps your feet dry, smooth, and in traveling shape. Dust the inside of your boots with this fine lavender-scented powder, and your tootsies will stay comfy and soothed all day. Not only does it give you a comfortable step, but it treats many ailments, such as trench foot, stubbed toes, sore bunions, corns, fungus, blisters, and smelly boot foot. One container provides enough soothing comfort for 10 days travel. Side effects may include itch, tingly sensation, numbness, restless toe syndrome, toenail discoloration, hair loss, and extreme toe jam. Or how about upping your trapping game with a handful of Acorn Eucopia snares? Modern magical engineering has created a marvel of a tool with these little guys. What seems to be an ordinary acorn actually has ingenious magical enhancement. Once per day, these acorns can be set and activated wherever you would normally place a snare. First, the magic sends out an enticing nutty aroma, luring prey to the trap. When the acorn is grasped, bit, or moved, it springs forth spider-like limbs which ensnare any tiny living being, as though it was bound by a mundane snare. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, but he better not find this one. Be sure to secure the acorn to a suitable anchor by passing cordage through the small, convenient hole located just below the cap. You don't want to lose your lunch, now do you? Our shipping connections allow us to make our products available throughout the Median region, west to Amdia, east to Freeland, and as far south as the Juju Isles. Look for us wherever you find quality magical wares. This has been Vitalio Scalia Vitacamus. And to all you brave adventurers out there, stay crescent fresh. And we're back at it. So, everybody, how you doing?
Great.
Doing good.
You guys ready for some combat?
Yes.
Yes, my liege.
You ready for like more than two rolls per episode?
Yes, please.
That'd be great.
They're all mine.
That would be fabulous.
All right. Does anybody remember what happened last episode?
No idea.
There were fireballs.
There were fireballs.
Big boom boom. Big boom boom on...
Well, we made this brilliant decision to go to the other boat to see if we could find traitors, and we found them.
All of them.
Well, Dan was right to scuttle the ship.
You know,
we could do a
scuttle the ship is always the answer.
Well,
damn
we can
it.
Still
in retrospect,
scuttle it.
I'm like, have everybody ready before we to fight before we do this, and we could have shot those guys out of the mess.
But you didn't know, did you?
Well, no, we did not.
Hindsight,
scuttle
something. I won't say this year's name again.
Actually, weren't we just about ready to drop a shirt and halfling over the side there to?
Yeah, you got that rope tied around me, right?
Yeah, I think
he was secured.
He was prepared with water breathing and everything.
Yeah,
oh, did I cast it on him already?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
He's prepped because we were going to throw him across the water and maybe he wouldn't make it. Whatever. Better safe than sorry.
No, don't throw
no,
me across.
No, there's a little something else going on there.
Oh, there was some subterfuge?
I was picking up what he
was
laying
putting
down.
Yeah.
So the short of it is that they wanted to speak to their your communication boat about the treachery that was afoot. And you figured, hey, let's just, you know, pull alongside each other and we'll swing over and speak to their captain. And as you guys lined up and matched speed and prepared for this, you noticed a couple of casters up in the masts waving their hands in spell-like fashion. And you saw six of these mercenaries like posted up on their port side, which is the side that's facing you guys. It's pretty clear that they mean to board. The captain called out, "They mean to do us harm. They will board us. Get ready." And, then and Donald's exploded. Like thinking inside of his head, "We should have scuttled the ship." I told you guys.
Scuttle
gonna
it.
Need a
just
bigger boat.
Scuttle it. Just
Nora
scuttle
does ship. Not understand what that means.
Make boat go underwater.
Oh.
Nora's like, "How do you poop on ship when it's not on ship? I can scat over here, but not the other ship. Scuttle." Not
scuttle, not scat.
Scattle.
Something about crabs.
Scatological.
Scuttological?
Poop humor.
Poop humor.
Okay, something about so the poop deck? Remind me who all the people are.
So we have a whole bunch of people here. your boat, okay, so you've got the red shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are 9 of the 12 red shirts on deck because 3 of them turned out to be saboteurs and are currently in the brig.
Correct.
So you've got the 9 red shirts out there. That are these guys here in the more brown outfit.
Mm-hmm. On the poop deck.
And then you've got the 6 members of the brine crew. And those are these figures here with the red cape.
Okay.
You'd think these would be the red shirts.
But no.
But they're not.
But I didn't have enough of them.
The scabrous scallywags.
They had to switch.
And so where's our party? Shirts? I see my figure.
We've got Nora and Oberon up on the forecastle.
Okay.
We've got Gob and Donald at midship.
Okay.
At the stern castle, we've got the captain. Captain Sam.
It's a trap.
2 of his crewmates and 4 of the red shirts back there on the stern castle. And you know that there's the purser and the chef are in their rooms at the rear of the ship.
Okay.
The opposing ship, you could see 8 mercenaries. On the port side, there are the 2 mages up in the mast. You can see that they have a captain at the helm. Okay, so anyhow, so they pulled alongside. You guys had made some checks. You noticed the casters were up on the other masts. There was a javelin chucked. There was some
missed miserably.
There was some movements made on the boat. There was some spells cast. Nora cast water breathing on Gob Jumjar.
I feel like I should have cast it on all of us. I can cast it on up to 10 willing dudes.
Up to 10 willing dudes?
Yeah. But they have to be within 30 feet of me. So.
Oh, and I cast my duplicate image onto the other boat to create confusion.
Yes.
So and if I could at least get our whole party, that would be great.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody in your party is within 30 feet of you.
Okay, sweet. So we can all breathe underwater for the next 24 hours.
Glug, 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 glug.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get any of these people up in the forecastle?
Probably, but...
Fuck them.
Man, that's going to be weird breathing in liquid instead of air.
Does it hurt? Does seawater hurt to breathe more than fresh water?
I mean, I wouldn't know about breathing water. I don't do it very often.
Well, my remembering of the spell, like, it makes the water... like air in your lungs, like it isn't fluid, it isn't hard to breathe under.
Right, but is there like a flavor?
Does it taste like seawater? I'm sure
there is. Water? It's quite salty, I imagine.
Gross.
It's great for issuing insults.
Well, we spent 9 years with water in our lungs. It shouldn't be so abnormal.
9 years?
9 months. Months.
What the hell, gestational period? What?
Yeah.
Although really, probably only 3 months. We only have lungs for about 3 months.
We are the tree people. Our gestation period is 9 years.
No, I would have liked to get the captain, but he's too far away, I think.
Yeah, he's too far away. So, beings were noticed. A javelin was chucked. A spell was cast. Some movements were made. And at the conclusion of last episode... 2 fireballs erupted on your ship, 1 at the forecastle, 1 at the stern castle. And that's where we left it. So, we're gonna go ahead and complete the result of those spells being cast. So, as everybody's looking about the boat, they, you know, you notice these great balls of fire. Goodness gracious.
Do we see both ends of the ship? Damage, or how does that work?
Boof. Hold on a sec. So, the fireballs erupt, and everybody notices from the three masts on the ship some glyphs or sigils painted all over the masts glow a bright green.
Cool.
And this field matches the fireballs. The fireballs explode, and there's this green field that kind of meets it and impairs the fire.
Impairs, dispels. Ah.
It doesn't quite dispel it, so there's going to be some damage dealt out. So everybody on the forecastle needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
And that's me, that's right?
DC 12. So that's going to be Oberon and Nora. I'll make checks for all these other guys.
I got a 17.
What was that noise?
Probably Dad doing something in the garage. That was the screams of dying pirates. The blue and green dice are my friend. I like these ones
okay,
better.
Okay, so savings throw is a D12.
D20.
I thought you said D12. I was
DC 12.
Oh. D20. Okay.
The green or the blue.
And then do I add...
your dexterity?
Dexterity savings throw.
So that gives me a 20.
A 20! You've made your save, Oberon.
17.
17. Okay. Rolling for damages.
Where's the other one? That's the sound of damage being applied to our bodies.
Yes.
Okay, so the fireballs had a certain amount of maximum damage as I rolled for it there. The glyphs actually cut that in half. So those who made their savings throws, you take 5 damage.
Whoa,
5 fire damages.
You burnt dog hair.
And then what of the NPCs?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I have a 5 written under my temporary hit points.
So it would come off of those first.
Where so those are in addition to my...
Where did you... When do you remember when you got those?
No.
It was someone... As the battle was preparing, someone did the... I think you cast the spell. Or did something.
Everybody got 5 temp hit points.
Okay.
And then they could move.
So you should be at your base hit points, basically.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, so unfortunately, red shirt number 9 is down.
No.
Is he just burnt to crisp and dead?
Number 9.
You're not sure.
Fair enough.
He's down.
Did he fall off the boat?
Do I smell barbecue?
Well, you certainly smell burnt dog hair.
Down on the deck, maybe. Ah, nice to know the sigils on the boat. Kick-ass sigils.
And now I gotta roll for the aft. Okay, I'm recording some damages.
Scribble, scribble, scribble.
Mm-hmm.
For the viewer, the DM is writing on his notepad.
This is great radio.
The best radio.
Only the best radio for you.
Cuff womb. To poop fireball on. Damage applied.
Cuff womb.
It's like old school Batman sound effects. Zap. Kapow.
Bap.
Exactly.
I think it's more of a boom.
Boom. Shalaka.
I'm pretty sure it's more of a cuff womb. Because there's kind of like a implosion before the explosion.
Okay, I've recorded the damages for the fireballs. The captain shouts out, "Oh, the wards! The wards held! But that's all we get!"
Well, shit.
And now we're going to roll for initiative.
Nish, nish!
Yay.
17.
Do we get any bonuses? It'll just straight.
You add your initiative.
Oh, what's my initiative?
Modifier.
Ooh.
Where is it?
Is that this?
Yeah.
I got a 21.
Haha, I got a 22.
Do you have something written in your initiative there, Oberon?
I don't see where it says initiative.
Hey, Peyton, can you give him a hand here?
Ah, no, I do not.
So it should just be your dexterity modifier.
Plus 1. So I got a 16.
15.
Good rolls, everybody. We are on a much better pace than our last 10 times. 22.
Jesus. Everybody's doing great.
Hopefully we don't blow all that on the initiative rolls and just tank the rest.
Yeah.
Right. Don't jinx it, Dan.
Oh, I will.
Well, at least you're consistent. I approve.
To battle!
Ooh. Hey, how long does it take for me to, like, pull an arrow and knock my bow?
That's one thing, just shooting.
It's part of the same attack action.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not, like, an extra...
I think with my crossbow, I would have to spend an extra turn or a move.
Cranking it.
And then use my other action to...
If you guys could see the hand motions right now.
I can remember saying that I prepared my crossbow before we started doing the crossing.
Because I did not have my bow ready, but perhaps I should have it ready now.
Like, readying your bow probably takes an action, and shooting it's the other one, right?
Okay, we've got a lot of combatants. I've split up the... both the good guys and the bad guys into odds and evens. So odds have a different initiative than evens. So I don't have, like, all the bad guys go and then you guys get to go. Because that's kind of fucked up.
Right.
So we've got, at the top of the round, will be Gob Jamjaw.
Gob Jamjaw.
Gob Jamjaw coming in with a 22.
Of course.
And then we've got the good guy odds in at 21. We've got the good guys evens at 19.
Hey, I got a 21 too.
Oh. I thought you had a 17.
Yeah, plus my
Inish. What's your dexterity modifier?
4.
Okay. Gnora gets to go before the good guy odds. You're 21.5.
Okay.
0.5 for good role playing.
Yes.
Okay, then Oberon at 16. Got Donald at 15. Question mark bad guy at 14. The bad guy odds at 13. The good guy captains at 12. And the bad guy evens at 7. Look at this initiative to track.
Woo-hoo.
Good effing lord.
Man.
Whose idea was it to have a boat battle?
Mine. Look what I did to myself.
That's right.
Man, that section is going to be great to pull a background noise for editing.
Hmm.
With you just
talking. Why not both?
Right there. Yeah.
It'll be perfect.
It'll be great.
Can you add music?
Yeah.
There you go.
And cancel out the background noise.
All right, so we've got the top of the round. We got Gob Jamjaw topping the charts.
I dive off the front of the side of the ship.
You dive off the front of the ship?
Or I dive off the side of the ship.
Into the water?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If the DM would care to remember, we had already prepped him with a rope tied around him to me.
You've got a dope on a rope over the show. Over
Indeed.
The ship. Okay. Anything else? You just hopping over?
So yeah, I hop over. Do I land in the water?
Yes.
Okay. So
splash.
Gravity check.
DM, what happens?
Okay, you jump over the side of the ship and you plummet into the sea. The briny black. You're fully submerged. Would you like to swim to the surface, or are you just gonna hang around?
I see, the enemy ship in front of me?
No.
No?
It's very dark.
Oh.
How far down is he?
And how far apart are the ships?
It's nighttime.
Oh, shit.
How far apart are the ships?
5 to 8 feet. You're pretty close right now.
So you're almost definitely within range for your shockwave, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to swim forward, like, a couple feet at most to be able to do your thing, I would think.
Well, can I feel in front of me for it?
Sure.
Like, swim forward with your arms out?
Make an athletics check to swim towards the boat.
Okay.
13.
11.
Okay. You think you're close to the boat. You don't feel it, but you think you're swimming towards it. You're staying underwater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'd kind of like point up at like a 45 degree angle somewhat and just strum my lute vigorously to cast a thunder wave at the hull of the enemy ship.
Thunder wave.
Yes.
Okay.
The ship has to make a constitution saving throw.
No, it's immune to shove effects.
Oh, is it? Is it immune to thunder damage?
No.
No.
Make some damage roll.
Okay.
Big ocean going boats are usually pretty tough.
Oh. 16.
16 damage.
2 8s.
Nice. Boom. Off to a good start.
Thunder. Okay, everybody on the ship, you see Gob Jamb Jar jump over and his tether unfurls and all the slack is drawn with him into the ocean. And you hear kind of a muffled...
Oh.
And you hear a crack, wood splintering in the other ship. Not a massive, but yeah. He did something under the water.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him the clap.
No, I gave him the wave. I could have done the clap, but...
He strummed a power chord.
Yeah.
So the captain's already given orders regarding preparing themselves for boarding, yes. I'm going to ready my crossbow and try and shoot at one of the casters.
It's not your turn yet.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Okay, is that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, now we've got Gnora.
And Gnora wants to shoot at a spellcaster, the one closest to me.
Okay, he's got some cover, but make your shot.
Okay. Ooh. 16.
A 16, that hits him.
All right.
Crack.
He takes 9 damage.
9 damage to mage number, we'll call that mage number 1.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that. He says, ouchie! Okay, mage number 1 has been hit with an arrow.
That's probably all I can do, right? In a move?
I don't
know what else I would want to do. But.
Yeah, because you get a move action. You'd also have a bonus action if you have an ability that uses a bonus action. I'm not sure that you do.
I have no idea.
Do we see the other guys in the boat getting ready to swing over or board?
I mean, you see the 8 that are up on the edge of the boat. On port side, based on your side.
Right.
Are you moving anywhere, Nora, or?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So now we're going to go with the good guy odds.
For the viewer, Josh is moving NPC characters on our map. They are readying themselves towards the middle of the board for boarding. Please make sure you have all of your luggage before you depart the ship.
We gotta amplify the taps that the miniatures make in post.
You hear like that little sliding moving sound effect like they have in video games when the character makes his move.
Well, I would say super glue a penny to the bottom of them, but you know, with the coin shortage.
Right.
I've got plenty at home. I don't know what the problem is.
The odd number of good guys have moved about the ship and have readied actions. So now we're to the even good guys. They're even good guys.
As even if sorry.
Okay, the even good guys have moved. And now we are on to Mr. Oberon.
Mm.
So what did the even good guys do? This is radio. They just moved about?
They moved about and they've readied actions.
Okay. How far away is the second spellcaster on the other side of their boat? Seems like a long shot.
He's 30 feet up. And like from 60, from where? From over? Your from your simulacrum? From you?
Yeah, from well, from me. I can't shoot my crossbow from my simulacrum.
5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Are we going to Pythagorean and shit?
Mm. With the height?
50. It's like 50 feet from you?
Yeah.
50, 30, 50.
Long-ish shot. Not really for a crossbow.
Yeah, what's the range on a crossbow?
A lot.
Is it?
Yeah, they're more they're very powerful. Less,
or more, much more than that.
Yeah, I think the first range increment is like 60 or 80. Oh, something okay. like that.
So one action is to shoot at that nasty caster on the other side of the boat.
Caster yeah. two?
Yes.
Okie doke.
Caster get him over
number
on.
Two. Number two. And now the shot. Oh, so close. I have seven. Not great.
That's not going to hit.
Did no. you? Do you have an attack bonus with your crossbow?
That was that included with the bonus. My bonus.
It was like on 14 and then somehow fell over. It was really annoying. Poo-poo. My second action, I can do the inspiration thing, right?
You've already taken a standard action, so now you have a move action, unless you have something that is a bonus action.
Ah, I see. I feel like I'm in a pretty good position where I'm at for support stuff. I'm fine.
Okay. That's the end of Oberon's turn. Now we're on to Donald.
I don't know that I really need to do anything since I'm currently anchoring Gob in place.
You could throw another javelin.
Almost sounds like I need to pull him up to see what the hell he's mumbling about. I think I will be spending my turn.
Hoist the halfling.
Hoist the wee halfling.
Make an athletics check. If you make a DC... 15 or better, then you pull them all the way up this turn.
That's
is that a cracked die?
No, it's... Yeah, the rounded corner, it wasn't sitting square.
Look at it go.
No!
That's probably good.
Plus... Athletics. Plus 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Junk. Eve!
Does Gob say anything as he's hauled up over the edge?
Thank you.
All right, that's Donald's turn. And now we have bad guys. Questionable bad guys.
Sounds like my ex-in-laws.
Questionable bad guys?
All right.
They might be good.
Because you guys were planning on doing, you know, a crossover, you'd put some lights up so that you can see, right? Because you guys had gone lights out, you'd gone dark.
Right.
You were moving away from
I don't remember.
From
don't look at me.
So when you guys were trying to do this, you'd lit up some of the torches. So, like, you can kind of see about halfway through the ship. Like, but on the other side of the ship, it's hard to make out things. You see these two, they look like royal sailors.
Does the firelight, the torchlight, interfere with my dark vision?
No.
Then I could probably see everything, motherfucker.
60 feet. Yeah.
Is it 60 or 120? Oh, it's only 60. All right.
But still, that you can pretty much see the whole boat.
All right.
For the most part. This is the point at which I had force powers. Okay, so you see this being. This being moves towards the edge of his ship from the enemy ship.
What the fuck?
He stands on the edge. He jumps up on the lip of the ship here. And he kind of leaps across the gap between the two ships, right? But you notice that his feet don't leave his footing.
See, like...
They kind of become tentacles. Ooh. And then he leaps across...
Double what the fuck?
Is he like Inspector Gadget?
Kinda.
The Inspector Gadget legs, that makes sense.
Fucking warlocks,
man. So he leaps across, and his arms become tentacles, and he grabs on to the railing of your ship. And by the end of his turn, he finishes his shaping into a giant octopus.
I've seen this fucking anime, and I'm the smallest one here. I don't want
to.
So
this guy has become a giant octopus and has four tentacles on your ship and four tentacles on his ship.
Oh great. Okay.
Octopus. Sounds like bridge. A squishy bridge.
Octabridge.
Okay. And now here comes the bad guy odds. What are the odds that the bad guys are gonna win?
50-50.
Roger. It either happens or it doesn't. It's all 50-50.
Okay. We're going to be making some athletics checks here. And we're all good. All right. So, four of the bad guy mercenaries you see are swinging on ropes from up in the sails. The space between the two sails, you know, there's that cross beam. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like where the mages are, right? So they actually swing onto the ship.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun. Okay.
Cue ominous music.
All right, mage one here, up in the rafters, or up in the mast, the foremast, decides to cast a spell at the Nora.
No!
Oh no, Nora's... He waves his wee hands, and he points fingers at you, and some strange magical energy races towards you. And you are struck by magic missiles for 8 points of damage.
There's nothing I can do.
Chow. No.
Pew, 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 pew.
There's no resistance
for that. Missile. So 8 damage. Okay.
All right. The rest of the odds are these 8 mercenaries at the edge of the boat here. And you see each of them has a rope with a grappling hook. And they chuck them across to try to fasten the boats together. Okay, 3 of them got their lines across and are grappled up. I'm going to draw them in.
Draw them in.
I'm
draw them
draw
in.
The octopus too.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
It'll be a purple octopus.
With a yellow sub.
Have a purple octopus.
You have a purple octopus?
On my badge reel? That's
fucking great.
Priceless moments brought to you by Octopi.
What are the odds?
He's always got a hand to give you.
That's right.
Okay, that's it for the bad guy odds. And now it's for the good guy captain crew. Oh, I'm sorry. I've forgotten that some of these guys had readied actions. So this red shirt near the after the ship is going to attack one of the mercenaries that swung over. And that's a hit.
Epic thrilling sea battles. The fun
never
ends.
He does some damage. Where'd my pencil go? Mercenary number 9 has taken some damage.
Kaboink.
I thought number 9 was killed.
No, no, no. That's mercenary number 9.
Oh,
it was
not red shirt number 9.
Yep.
Okay. Number 9.
Number 9. And we've got a crew man over here in the port forward of the ship. Number 5. All right, the crew member doesn't have a weapon. He doesn't draw a weapon or anything like that. He readies his fists.
Yes!
Wa-ta-ta-ta!
Fisticuffs!
Wa-ta-ta!
And a fury of punches and kicks comes at his opponent.
Nice.
He misses with his first strike, but he gets to take 2 additionals. Because he's a monk.
Junfu.
And he misses with all of his attacks.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Good try.
Crew member number 6 does the same thing. He strikes with his first attack. And he does some damage to number, is that 15?
15.
15. All right. He takes some damage.
15.
And he gets his 2 extra attacks. Those are both misses.
Hey, you guys suck.
And this guy here, the Ulit Keldroma character, that's actually Janpro, and he's up at in the crow's nest.
Oh, yeah. Who is he again?
He's the Lecher.
Oh!
He's the one. The lecherous navigator.
The navigator.
The woman is like a sea.
He's like the bosom of a woman.
Hom, hom, hom.
I was told once that a moist vagina is a sign of a medical condition.
I'm sure that's what she told him.
Okay, so the captain's crew. The captain himself. Captain moves towards the front of the stern castle and says, "Cut those ropes, men! Don't let them secure the vessels!" And he just kind of standing there. Okay, so now the good command crew is over, and now we're for bad guys, the even bad guys. They're even bad guys, guys. All right, so we're going to have some more grappling hooks chucked out.
No!
Oh, number 6 loses his line in the water. Oops, I'm supposed to hold one end of the rope. And so does 8.
Yes.
And now the swingers come in.
Get fucked. Oh. It's about to turn into a different kind of party.
Yeah. Okay. Drop your keys in the basket.
Oh, I didn't want to be here next to 2 people.
George of the jungle.
Oh, guess you could be.
This is a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it is quite the clusterfuck. There are like 30 people on their boat now.
The boat's going to sink under the weight of all the people.
Have you ever seen a movie going like fight scene on a boat? It is crowded AF on there.
And where Except are the damn paladins? Characters. Are they still below decks just guarding the ship?
That's all they do. And then they'll blow up the ship if like things go south.
Kind of. That's what they kind of intimated, right?
Yeah.
Because these things are like powerful.
Cannot allow them to fall into the hands of bad guys.
They're better at the bottom of the sea than the hands of these dirty bastards.
Fight with your lives on the line.
Okay, so that is the conclusion of round number 1.
Initiative, or do we keep the same?
We're holding on. 1 second here. So what we're going to do now is, because of the nature of the sea, you know, waves and boats are moving and stuff, I'm going to roll a d3. If it lines up as 2, you guys are still at the same level. If it lines up as 1, you guys are going to be higher than the other boat. If it lines up as 3, they're going to be higher.
Ooh, fancy. Okay?
But what of the hull? The hull of the enemy ship.
The HULL?
Yes.
What of it?
The cracking and splintering of it.
I'm aware of this damage you've caused to the ship.
Okay.
It's going to take some time before water fills up enough for the boat to like be affected a lot.
If there's a breach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this turn, your ship is higher than the other ship.
Woo!
Don't do it. We have the higher ground.
And now we have the top of the round with Gob Jam Jar.
Hey, Gob.
From House Jam Jar, Jamming Jars and Jarring Jams.
Of course.
Don't forget the gobbing.
No gobbing. Please, no gobbing. as said before, it is quite the clusterfuck. Can I make a history check for what the octopus was wearing before he changed?
Yes. Okay. DC 8.
More than that.
Very simple clothing.
Okay, okay, cool.
Oh, I forgot to draw in a couple of these grapples.
I would like to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on the octopus.
Okay.
Sweet. Hey, are these grapples being held by people? And did the change in the swell not affect and maybe pull some of them off of their ship?
They're, you know, they've got a whole bunch of slack. You know, they did the typical spin it, chuck it over, mm-hmm. it latches. It looks like they have a lot of line on their side.
All right. Fine. Okay. I tried.
And I would imagine it would have to be attached to the boat, though. Like, you couldn't hold the other boat close to you by physical strength. That would be just way too much.
Yeah, that
weight.
Would be silly.
The octopus must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Of 14.
14. Just meets it.
Okay. Mm.
And for those who do not know, what is Tasha's Hideous Laughter?
Nothing happens.
Oh.
That's my turn.
He told a really bad joke. This octopus doesn't like bad jokes.
You don't want to take a move action to get away from the octopus?
No.
Fair enough.
All right, we're on to Nora.
Ooh, I'm going to shoot another arrow at the same spellcaster.
Mage 1.
Mage 1. Ooh. 11.
11. Because of his cover and stuff, you don't hit.
Damn it.
It was close, though. And I forgot to make Mage 2 do something. You bastards.
Good.
Anything else you can move about the ship? Or...
Are there any bad guys near me?
All the battle droids are the bad guys.
Oh.
Roger, roger.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, there's one right next to you, kind of on the
Vector,
forecastle.
Vector.
Number 15. He's already been damaged.
Nah, I'm just going to stay where I'm at. It's hard for a hyena to think out on the open sea.
Makes sense.
Can only do one thing at a time.
You're used to the plains.
Yes.
What is all this nonsense?
Right? Moving.
Fucking seagulls, man.
Yes, they distract me because I want to eat them.
They're pooping on me. All right, Nora's turn is over. So now we're with the good guys. Now we're with the odd good guys.
How odd.
How odd and strange, indeed. All right, so we've got two red shirts facing one of the mercenaries here. Number 5 and number 7. Number 5 swings. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Ooh.
It's not good.
Roll a 1.
Oh. That die is on the floor now.
Where's red 7? You guys go squish now. Many NPCs must engage. We are seeing the results.
And number 7 attacks. And that's a miss by number 7. I need to write the numbers on both sides of the figures. Number 3 attacks the mercenary number 9 and misses.
Get it together.
Number 1 attacks mercenary 14. And misses. Crewman number 5 attacks mercenary number 13. That's a hit.
Finally.
And he gets 2 more attacks because he's a monk and he gets the punch. I punch lots. All right, so mercenary 13 has taken some damage. He took a couple fists of fury.
Enter the fist.
Mr. Fister.
Sister Fister.
Sister Fister, give me Shocker now. That was terrible. All
right. That's right, folks, and thanks for playing.
Okay, that's the odd good guys. Or the odd bad guys. The good, even good guys. All right, now we're on to Oberon.
Questions. Thinking things through. I feel like I should take out that other spellcaster. I'm going to ready a bolt and fire.
Yes, you should. Take him out.
It takes a round to reload the crossbow.
It does. I don't know that I have any really necessary stuff going on here.
There's a bad guy behind you.
I've recovered the boulder.
Yeah, I guess I could turn around and engage the bad guy with my mice.
Do Oberon.
He's already been damaged. Maybe I'll whoop him up.
Hold on while I whip this out.
Time to die. How about ye?
Attack of the mercenary.
And I got a teen proficiency bonus plus 2, so I get 12.
Negative.
Total fail.
He manages to avoid your attack.
Yikes.
Okay, Donald.
So, sounds like a perfect time to go into the Barbarian Rage. And since I have made third level, that does start the Path of the Ancestral Guardian. So, Ancestral Protectors will be coming in. And it all depends on whether or not I actually connect with my attack.
Okay.
And we will determine from there. So, where I am at right there, that looks like a prime opportunity to take my maul and make a nice big overhand swing on the octopus guy holding the two ships together.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to get close to the edge. You have to move closer.
Come closer.
And then this guy gets an opportunity attack.
Oh, I didn't even see him standing right next to me. So it is such a cluster on that board.
Yes, it is.
Well, since he's right there, I guess he gets the first opportunity to feel them all.
You've been nominated.
Give him the shocker, Donald.
Just got mauled and told, boy.
I have to refresh my memory just a skoshy bit here.
It's like sticking a fork in an electrical outlet.
I'm a little worried about Peyton.
A little?
Should be more than a little. Okay, so lot. My mental capacity is negative at this
Let's
point.
Go, Daniel. I'm losing Let's memory. Go. Roll, roll.
2. Ouch. So even with Devil the plus dice. 6. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Foul ball. But he gets a strike.
There were Touchdown. Definitely some foul balls involved.
Personal foul. Goaltending. Is that how sports work?
Sports First ball. Down. Personal roughing.
Sports ball.
2 minutes for high sticking.
Okay, you take your swing, you miss. Do you have 2 attacks yet?
You know, I'm trying to remember, and is it 2?
No.
Is it?
Level 4 you get?
4.
To?
Fourth okay. level. Next level it goes up to 2 attacks.
Fourth or fifth. It'll say in the other book.
Yeah, the one that I was just reading in that I completely missed that particular topic on.
Any movement? Is that your turn?
One quick second here. We are double checking the reference material.
Fifth
level for the second attack. So on that note, yes, I will be moving closer to the octopi.
Okay. Dude bro gets an attack of opportunity on you. 18.
Yo, bro, beat the fuck out of that octopussy.
18. Yeah. Oh, and that's 7 damages. Knocked down to 4 because you're in your rage.
Yep.
And he also has 5 temporary HP.
Oh, yes, that is true. Thank you for a reminder on that.
Right, now Donald is...
One additional...
Okay, so that's Donald's turn, and now we have the bad guy command crew.
Oh, it's too late.
You can see the octopus is like trying to draw the boats together. He's pulling as hard as he can.
How's that working out for you?
He's pulling. He's pulling it. All right. Some dude who is standing next to the captain moves towards the midship, and he draws a hand axe, and he chucks it at this crewman here. One of the brine crew. Brine crew 3. Oh, that's a natural 20. Okay, but...
Wait, how is he throwing that at them if they're at a lower elevation than we are?
Yeah, shouldn't he get some kind of deficit?
God damn it. Well, it's a natural 20, so...
Well, like, how big are the waves?
Well,
like,
I mean, if it's that disadvantage...
Well, they're at the edge of the thing. He's got three quarters covered. Okay, fine, he has disadvantage. Okay, he misses. Hey, you gotta
Rules
keep me honest, too.
Pays off again.
Okie doke. That's it for the bad guy command crew. So now we're the odds bad guys. We'll start with the guys on your ship first. So, battle droid number 9 attacks red shirt number 3. And that's a miss. Droid 11 moves to attack number red shirt number 1.
Roger, roger.
Roger, roger. Take this axe to the face.
And he misses. Number 13, battle droid number 13, mercenary number 13, attacks the brine crew number 5. And that's a miss.
Yay, for stormtrooper incompetence.
Mercenary 15 attacks brine crew number 6. And that's a miss.
Are you sure they aren't real battle droids?
Roger. Mage guy. Mage guy.
Mage guy.
He is going to cast a spell. Cast a spell.
He's gonna miss.
Damn, when they programmed those battle droids, they really shouldn't have added a random number generator to their to their targeting.
All right. The red shirt number 5 decides to go to sleep.
Oh. He's sad.
I think the mage was hoping to put more people to sleep, but he cast a sleep spell. And one of your buddies is now taking a nap on the deck. Asleep on the deck! Okay, so, mercenary number 1 goes to chuck a hand axe with disadvantage at brine crew number 3. And that's a miss. Mercenary number 3 also attacks number 3, brine crew. And that's a natural 1.
Oh.
Falls off the ship.
He's okay. He just missed. Hmm. 5. He's going to go after brine crew number 3 is just in a bad spot.
I guess.
That's a miss. Number 7 goes for Nora.
I see that hairy bastard.
Well, I growl at him.
And you've got cover an 11 against your armor class?
Oh, yeah, no.
Nope, sorry.
Oh, no.
No way. Okay. The odd bad guys are over with, so now it's the good guy, captain, and command staff. Jan Pro Renfro, from up in the rafters, last turn he'd climbed down somewhat. And now he's chucking daggers.
Woohoo!
He's going to chuck one at mercenary number 10. Oh yeah, that's a hit. And it's a sneak attack, because he was sneaky.
Sneak attack.
Yeah.
Death from
He does 3d6 extra damage. With a sneak attack.
Jesus. That's pretty good for a dagger.
Okay, against mercenary number 10.
Sorry. Well, I suppose when the dagger falls out of the sky and pierces you right through the top of the noggin.
That would hurt.
Sure. It could be magical daggers, too. We have no idea.
Rogues are just bullshit.
They're daggerical? No, that doesn't work. Damn.
Okay, so the captain leaps off of the stern castle.
Yeah! Ha ha! How about ye?
Oh, ha ha! And.
How tall is the stern castle?
10, 12 feet, but monks also take no damage from falling.
Okay.
At his level, so he's fine.
Okay.
He doesn't believe me.
No. That's fine. The crew, he doesn't have to. You're the DM. You run the game.
But I'm right. So yeah, he leaps down there, and you see him. He almost does a superhero landing because, you know, it's nice and cliche. And he gets prepared to, like, he starts, you know, doing his kata. And you see his hands and his fists start to glow red with fire.
Yeah.
So he's going to take a punch at mercenary number 9.
Fists of Fury.
Okay, that's a hit.
Enter the fist.
Do you remember that from Cheech and Chong, the Fist of Fire tournament? And the guy had the hairy palm.
Oh, God, no.
Sadly, I don't remember that.
You don't remember? I don't remember which Cheech and Chong movie that was, but...
I've watched them all at some point.
Wasn't that Strange Dreams?
I don't know. I just remember they were doing these little bits. And Tommy Chong played this, like, masturbation world champion. He was going to the Fist of Fire tournament. Or Fist of Fury. It was one of the two. I can't remember, but...
Okay, he's going to keep up his attack. His he gets two more unarmed attacks. He's going to do another one at number nine. Number nine. And that's a miss. And his last attack... Oh, that's a hit.
Go, Captain!
Peyton looks pouty.
He's right.
Damn it.
He didn't even have to make a check. Okay, and he actually gets one more regular attack. He's just going to throw it at nine again.
Nice catch.
Oh, natural 20.
Woop, woop.
Splat. Ooh. The fist goes right to the guy's chest.
Yeah. Number mercenary number nine is now dead. Whap, whap, whap. He's gone.
Yay.
A piece is removed from the board.
Woo-hoo.
And it wasn't one of us.
Here's your empties over here.
It's about time.
Okay, so that's the rest of the good ship captain crew. And now we're on to bad guys, the even bad guys.
Even if.
Okay, so mercenary 14 goes for the captain.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Look out, captain.
He misses. Mercenary 12 goes to swing at redshirt 7. And that's a hit.
For the viewer, Peyton dramatically opened his guidebook.
2, 4. These guys lost the ropes. 2 and 4 do athletics checks. And they both succeed.
So how many grapple ropes are holding us together other than the octopus right now?
Number 6 and number 8 of the mercenaries are like fumbling with trying to recover their grapples.
Okay.
So as far as grapples, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 grapples, 5 grapples, and the octopus.
All right.
Mercenaries 2 and 4 drew in some of their line. So the back halves of the boats are starting to come together a little bit more. It's pretty chaotic with the change in elevation between the boats. Number 10. Mercenary number 10 goes for red shirt number 3. That's a miss. Okay. And wizard number 2. Wizard number 2 also casts magic missiles. He casts it at the captain. Captain Sam, take this.
Wouldn't there be a lot of disadvantage there?
No. You would think. Magic missiles are unerring. Hmm.
It's because they're magic.
That's the end of the round.
Yay.
Boom.
Okay,
round
we move to top
three.
Of,
fight.
Of round 3. 2 rounds up. Okay, we're going to roll the C change.
I feel like we're doing a little better right now.
Okay, now they're higher than you.
Damn it.
Wouldn't it even it out?
No.
Damn it.
It's not a change, it's a state. Gob Jam Jar, would you like to start out round 3?
Yes. I would like to start out round 3.
Actually, this might be a good spot to stop this episode.
All right.
Join us next week.
Tune in next week when we finish this round of combat. We finish this combat.
The longest battle
perhaps.
Ever.
This is going to be a very long battle.
There's a lot of NPCs. There's a lot of checkpoints.
How many weeks will it take to get this battle complete? Find out next
yes.
week.
Yes, it will.
As we meta our meta.
It's meta when you meta.
Amaretta, what?
What?
Ding, ding.